This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we are back, and it is happening where this year, this week, I shall say. I don't even know Dave's months, weeks anymore. I'm in, no, it was New Orleans last week. We're in Nashville. Thank you, Nashville.
Tennessee.
My dear friend, my sister, honestly, Doc Harmony, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And she, of course, is featured in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger. The only person to get a PhD focused on something you might have heard about, ear candles. And if you really want to know about them and not what people think they know about them, Doc Harmony is the one you want to ask. But we've got a lot to discuss with Doc to catch up because it's been a while. I think rumor has it you might have been on an encore presentation of the Robert Scott Bell Show recently. You said somebody had contacted you. I just saw you on the show.
Yes, they did. Somebody came up to me here, and they were like, I just heard you, all about you. I can't believe I get to meet you.
That is so cool.
So great.
I love that. And you know, we're in Nashville for, let's see, Drs. Terry and Stu Warner, the Wellness Parenting Revolution Health and Freedom Summit, Gaylord Opryland Resort, Nashville, Tennessee. And really good people. It's great reunion time. A lot of hugs are happening here. I hope that, you know, when I say there's an upcoming event, that you take it seriously enough. If you're nearby or you want to be at it, it's going to be life-changing just getting together with people. That's something we've lost out on for a couple of years of isolation and you know, fear-mongering, et cetera. So through the time, and I know, Doc Harmony, you have, I don't even know, it's HEAL, Happy Energy Amazing Life. I always see you tweeting stuff, and I always try to retweet it because I love the essential oils that you're doing and all of that. But when people want to find you, I don't even know where to send them anymore.
Oh, well, we still have the Harmony Cone domain, don't worry.
Okay.
So, but, yes, we're just trying to expand. There's just so much more out there, and as you know, natural healing modalities, there's so many great things out there. So Healthy Energy, Amazing Life. We've got our ear candles. We have our OC Magnesium line. We have our essential oil line. Plantain cream has been selling like hotcakes. So obviously somebody went viral on that. So it's just been our lavender body tox patches. Just really just having fun with those types of remedies that or options that help you to just be able to heal your body naturally through relaxation, mm-hmm. through very easy, non-stressful ways.
Yeah. Now, I don't imagine, because we've got so many new viewers and listeners over the years, that they know your backstory, even though it's somewhat written about it in the book when I interviewed you for it, relating to starting the ear candles, the Harmony Cone ear candles, and actually putting homeschool moms like to sure. give them an opportunity to earn a little bit for their families, which sure. they're at home and they can't go out to the workaday world. And that's something that it kind of set the stage for. You know, we talk about empowering families, empowering women, that you can do more than, not that I'd want people to do more because there's a lot of work. You couldn't pay my wife to do all that she does. I couldn't afford it. There'd be no way
right.
to be the mom and everything else that she is. So you know that is, but you gave an opportunity, and is that still to this day how it's happening?
Absolutely. So yeah. our business model is the same, but it's bigger, right? Yeah. So now we have, you know, the ear candles, and they are still made by homeschool mothers, single mothers, people with disabilities, Native Americans, and now we have a new kind of family, the retired, older people. And so how do you create microeconomic communities that are successful and thriving, but yet they get to create their own schedules?
Yeah.
I mean, who am I to tell a homeschool mom of eight that you have to work between 12 and 4?
Right.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah,
it
gives them immense flexibility.
Absolutely.
And is it only like regional within a certain square mile of where you are, or do you have people working and they ship them into you when they're done? How does that work as far as local?
So it is regional. It is local because obviously there is a thing, quality control. So we are hands-on, we are training, and we are working with the families one-on-one and making sure that every candle that goes out is up to par.
Yeah. So, and also think about now we're seeing $5 a gallon gas and more, right?
Right.
And we need to fix this by what? I think going more local.
Absolutely.
Right? Finding out what you can produce locally. And I know that we have lived through an era of what we call globalization, right? Where suddenly now most of the things that you can afford are made in China.
Absolutely.
And we've exported our debt to foreign nations like China, making cheap labor, cheap stuff. And that era may be coming to an end as we're seeing, you know, witness to the hyperinflationary spiral, apparently, at least for now, of Federal Reserve note dollars. Being printed up. Somebody said that like 70 or 80% of all Federal Reserve notes ever created were created in the last year. I don't know.
It's just crazy.
It's just crazy. But, you know, how do you paper over a debt that can never be repaid?
You will not. Hence why the Great Reset is forthcoming. And, you know, people really need to prepare. They need to buckle down. They need to simplify their lives. I mean, and yes, that's why that microeconomic community that we're creating. And, you know, if a family used to come once a week, now they'll come once a month because $5 for a gallon of gas, that's a lot for anyone.
Right.
I mean,
changes your lifestyle.
It does.
Yeah. I mean, I know if you're the uber wealthy billionaires, it doesn't affect you the same way. But in many ways, they're wholly dependent on the people, the little people, right, that do everything to make their lives whatever. So we're looking at a reset, no matter what Klaus Schwab says. But I'd like to say, it could be a reset that could be beneficial if we do not rely on the globalists, if we look more local to do things. We don't have to be enslaved to the reset. Is that possible that we can?
I believe it's possible, and it's through these types of creating these communities, buying local, getting to know your neighbors, working with your community, working with your neighbors. You know, my one neighbor has so many chickens, she doesn't know what to do with her eggs. So not only do I get eggs, everybody in my office gets eggs, so we just have plenty of eggs, and that's just one simple example. So when that Great Reset comes, and now eggs in the grocery store are costing $20 a dozen, which is crazy, you know, you've got somebody local that's right across the street.
Right.
And I think it's those types of creation, those types of job, not job creation, but communities that we need to establish. Who's good at gardening? Who's good at canning? Who's good at hunting, who's good at taking those tans? There's so many opportunities out there.
What do you mean, tanning salons? What are you talking about?
Tanning our hides.
No, tan your hide. I'll tan your hide. No, that's the whole thing. People even, I'm joking about that because I know what she was saying, but how many people even know what that is anymore? It's like, that's a lost art.
It is.
Right? When we moved out west, and again, Doc Harmony and I have known each other for many years back in Georgia and elsewhere, you know, the kids are growing up. And one of the things we went to was what they call a mountain man retreat, where you started learning things that were normal hundreds of years ago, even 150 or 120 years ago. People knew and had to know how to do in order to trade, to barter, all of the things that you did out in the West in the wilderness. And, you know, the question is, are we back at that point or on the precipice of the point where those skills are going to be very important to have again?
Absolutely. Who's going to do our plumbing? Who's going to do our woodworking? Where do you think the cabinets come from? I mean, you know, the fuel prices, it's all connected. And how are we even going to be able to continue to afford this except for locally? So where are those skill sets going to come from? AI?
Or, you know, as we talk about China, a lot of the cabinets come prefab from China.
They do.
That era is likely coming. So it changes our perception of reality because if you're in, for instance, I talk about Gen X. We're Gen X, right? I think that's right. Yes. And we have had it easy. Relatively speaking, I'm not saying we haven't had our problems and challenges in life. No, everybody has that. But from the standpoint of most of us, when we talk about food, shelter, water, right? We didn't have to hunt. We didn't have to grow our own food. It's like we had the miracle of all this stuff just being at, hey, we are out of it. Just run to the store or the corner, right? And it magically appears, just in time delivery stuff. And I just encourage you, if it's not already too late, to start growing something, because if you're hungry and you have to start growing, it's too late. It just, that's the cycle. It doesn't work that way. You do it when you don't have to. So when you have to, it's like no big deal. Like the Amish, I was thinking about mission, the Great Reset, that are really low or no electricity. And it's like they look around at us and go, what's the problem? You know, nothing's phased in them because all the phone to rely upon has become so convenient and easy for us. It's an add-on. It's a bonus. It's kind of cool. But at the same time, if we don't know how to also live without it, it could be a life and death scenario that we're looking at.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people.
And I tell people all the time the same thing. Plant something. You can Google urban gardening, and you can grow enough food that you would be able to survive on. But you have to be prepared and in advance. And the other thing that I think that you touched on that I think is very important that we begin talking about, how easy our parents made it for us and how easy we're making it for our children, and we wonder what's wrong with them. Where's been the challenge? Where's been the struggle? No, nobody's successful because it was easy. You're successful out of your trials and tribulations. And where is the trial and tribulation when you just open up the refrigerator and everything you want is right there? Or you can go online and have it delivered to your house. So how are you going to handle a situation where it financially is unavailable or it collapses somewhere in between?
We've lived in our lifetime like the kings and queens and emperors of previous generations.
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much has had it that easy. Think about it. I know somebody said, well, I don't have that kind of money. It's like, look, have you had to grow your own food and raise your own chickens to eat? Or did you just magically go to the grocery store and even buy cheap stuff and you have calories, for instance? So what we're talking about are skills that are normal life skills throughout the history of recorded history of humanity that we have lost because things got too easy. So when I look at what's happening, it's not all bad. Although if it's orchestrated from above, the collapse, which can be argued, yes, but even if they weren't orchestrating it, would the collapse be inevitable based on the unsustainability of the way we do things? I think it might be a little bit of a different timeline. But the point is, it's being ushered in for, I believe, our benefit, not the enslavement aspect, but so that we are learning the skills that our ancestors knew, and that's what made survival happen. Yeah, life was different. Life was slower. You didn't do as much so fast, but there's a great appreciation of life when you have to earn it, when you have to win it every day. We're going to take a break here. Doc Harmony is with me in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Opryland at the Wellness Parenting Revolution. We've got lots of catching up to do. You know, I always throw curveballs at Doc Harmony because I know we can talk about anything. And it's fun for me because I don't get to see her every day. Around, a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com/chatroom. Sign up for email alerts and we'll tell you how you can plug into the ear candles on planet Earth and more with Doc Harmony after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back here live in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's a great, great weekend, a lot of reunions. I get together with my great friend, and it's like she's family, Doc Harmony. And as I remind you, if you want to know about her, you can read about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, but you can also go, you said you have the Harmony Cone websites and stuff. Is there a best one, or are they all dumped to the same place?
They all go to Healthy Energy, Amazing Life, but you can do Harmony Cone, you can do Harmony's Candles, you can do...
There's a lot of ways to get there.
We bought them all.
HealthyEnergyAmazingLife.com will get you there. And, you know, the reason why I can talk about all of these skills and the history with Doc Harmony is because we've gone on a journey, you know, over the years of educating ourselves, wanting to know what was it about you, I can answer for myself, that said, you know what, I'm not satisfied with just believing what everybody tells me. There's something going on this planet. I need to know what's really running, how things are working, how the world really works. Why was that in you to dig deep like it was in me?
It's just, I don't know, there's just something that constantly growing up and being told, stop rocking the boat. Can't you just get along? Stop rocking the boat, Harmony. And I'm like, okay, and trying, and it didn't work. It didn't feel right. I knew. And then as I began to uncover, first with natural health, you know, first with having a hospital birth that wasn't pleasant, and then going, well, we've been birthing babies for millennials without hospitals and without doctors, and it's not a disease, so why are you treating me like I have a disease? So it was these kind of conversations that just kept popping up going, that doesn't make sense. Why do I have to be hooked up to a machine to have a baby? Why do I have to have IVs? Why are you giving me Pitocin? Well, all these things when we're still alive here today. So obviously my body knows how to birth without being treated like a disease. So it was those types of questions. And then meeting people like you, gosh, what is it, 30 years now, right?
Yeah, easy.
And going, you know, gosh, homeopathy. What do you mean homeopathy, Robert? Mm-hmm. And then discovering the power of homeopathy. And then while at the same time learning about ear candles and watching my children being healthy and not having ear infections and not having colds and me not having sinus infections anymore.
Yeah.
It just, the evidence is right there in front of us. If you just take the blinders off and stop, buying the lies.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of people are coming to this party a little bit late or later. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making an accusation or even judging people because life is what it is. It takes... Mm-hmm. A lot more for some, a lot less for others. Some people have to be almost on death's door before they wake up and start changing their diet and lifestyle. And some people don't ever change and they pass from this place. And it's like, it's no matter what, when they try to say a top-down control of everything, freedom is something that we appreciate and we recognize as a gift from God. And despite everything, this is I look at all around and I could complain about it. I could gripe about it. I could go, oh, this is so horrible. We're all victims. Or I could say, you know what? If I can figure out a little bit more about how this place operates and who really is pulling levers behind the scenes that they don't want to be known, it isn't so I can expose them necessarily to go, hey, look at the criminals behind the curtain. But at least I can be empowered to make better choices in my life and maybe help others to do the same or better. And I've seen that in your life, too, that you're invested in. And you know, just like I do, not everybody's ready to hear all the stuff we've studied and learned, but more people than ever are because stuff's happening in life going, oh, I really need to now I need to pay attention.
Right. Well, we start out with Deshea, taking away our supplements, and a lot of people got involved then. Mm-hmm. But over the years, I think that then it got easy again, right?
Yeah.
It just got super easy. So What do I need to stand up? What am I rocking the boat about? You know, but it is now we're recognizing and we're learning that our money is out of control. It's inflationary. A lot of people are learning and realizing that the control and power that they thought that they had. Look at the schools. Parents are not even being taught or aware that they are speaking to their children about topics
that you wouldn't, at certain ages,
ever,
inappropriate.
Ever.
I was thinking when we grew up and went to public school, I mean, there were some evidences of bad stuff happening, but, dude, nothing like today.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. They're teaching kids that, you know, if you're black, you're a victim. If you're white, you're an oppressor. And that's it. You got two, it's like, what? We've not learned anything? So, I mean, there's a lot of, I would say a doofus doctrine, just trying to be kind and nice about it, but it's just bad for kids, and I'm concerned because they're growing up, even if it's possible, more ignorant than we were in terms of our indoctrination. We got to take another break here. Doc Harmony is on with us from HarmonyCone.com. I still can't get the whole thing. Healthy Energy, Amazing Life.com. Love it. And in this next segment, for those of you watching, I'm going to have Doc Harmony show us some of her products visually for those watching. Okay? Stick with us. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent in Russia's exportation of gold, which amounts to billions of dollars every year. An official G7 statement on the matter is expected sometime Tuesday. Two people are under arrest for property destruction at the Supreme Court, where protests have turned violent in the wake of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police saying the pair allegedly threw paint over the fence that separates protesters from the others at the building. Gas prices continuing to fall. The latest AAA station survey saying the current average is $4.90 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago. USA Radio News. Federal prosecutors are pushing for at least a 30-year sentence for convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. In a filing ahead of Tuesday's sentencing in New York, prosecutors say the late Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman should get 30 to 55 years behind bars. That would amount to life in prison for Maxwell, who's 60. Russian missiles are hitting the capital of Ukraine as world leaders meet in Germany for the G7 summit. A Reuters report says 4 bombs were heard in central Kyiv early Sunday, and 2 more blasts were heard later in the southern outskirts. Local officials saying the missiles hit an apartment building and a kindergarten and that 5 people were wounded. It's the first major Russian attack in Kyiv this month. At the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the West needs to maintain a united front against Russian President Vladimir Putin. The attack happening after the United States sent more tax dollars to help Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're in New Orleans. No, we're not. We're in Nashville. You know, it's like that. I'm so out of touch with travel. We used to do shows all the time. And you sort of could track it. And you don't for a while. Then you come back. You're like, wait a second. What city am I in? Anyway, we're in Nashville. And it's a great show. I'm having a great time in Reunion with my great friend, Doc Harmony. And you can go to harmonycone.com or other things. In fact, I'm holding up some awesome air kit. Man, the packaging looks nice. Check this out. For those watching online at robertscottbell.com, the Harmony's ear candles. And this is a eucalyptus with food-grade wax, certified organic cotton. I don't know that anybody does it to the level you did. And I remember your wonderful husband, my buddy Kevin, had actually patented a way to stop the burn so it wouldn't go too low. That was one of the things they said, oh, ear candles are so dangerous because you'll burn yourself up. You'll burn. It's like you guys developed this, and then I think others tried to copy it. I don't know what happened there, but this is the original, the Harmony's ear candles. So check that out. You got some other things here to showcase you've expanded into since that time.
So one of our favorite things we've expanded into is our OC Magnesium line.
Hold it closer to camera so I can see it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so basically OC Magnesium, most people are deficient in magnesium because of the food, the quality or lack of quality of our food supply chain and the earth. And so basically, and when people ingest it, they go, oh, I take magnesium supplements. Well, you're losing 40 to 60% in the digestive tract. When magnesium is taken topically, you're getting 80 to 90% of it. So you're able to really fulfill your body needs. Mm-hmm. Then your potassium is stronger, your calcium is stronger, all those other the minerals that go with magnesium are now enhanced.
Yes.
And the other thing is anyone with cardiovascular disease, anyone with diabetes,
yeah,
any of those types of issues are related directly to magnesium deficiencies. Preeclampsia, pregnancy.
Well, that's a big one, yeah. One of the things I've learned more recently as I've been out in the circuit and digging deep on the COVID stuff, a lot of people talk about long COVID fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called chronic fatigue long before there was COVID, right? You're like, why don't I have any energy? And, you know, obviously mineral deficiencies, magnesium is a huge part of energy. But since we're at the booth of Natural Immunogenics, they have the Sovereign Copper product.
Yes.
And it's copper that works with magnesium at the mitochondrial level to produce adenosine triphosphate, which is known as ATP. That's the energy mm-hmm. within the mitochondria of the cell. And so, again, magnesium deficiency, you can take it orally. Hopefully you take the right form. But topical is an amazing way to absorb a lot and then have it accessible when you're now doing your Sovereign Copper, the two together, suddenly you got energy. And that's one of the things I see. People return to energy that they didn't have. They don't know why.
Absolutely. And I love the whole combining modalities. You know, like you said, the copper with the magnesium.
Yeah.
You know, essential oils with your ear candles. I mean, it's all a combination. It's not just one thing. It seems like, we're still talking about easy. We're still, everybody's still looking for that one thing. And it is. That's why we call it a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It is a lifestyle.
For sure, for sure. So tell me about the essential oils. A lot of people buy them through multi-level companies. You're direct marketing, so people can access it. This is a eucalyptus oil, but you have a lot of great organic essential oils as well.
We do. We're buying from the same place that Young Living and doTERRA, they're one of the original founders. He has a wholesale company,
mm-hmm.
and we buy direct from him.
Great. So this is something that I guess you guys have a lot of different ones, though.
We do.
Yeah, I can't keep up with you.
No. Whatever you probably are looking for, we have lemon,
right.
Eucalyptus, lavender, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, so if you need another source for essential oils that are clean and pure and usable, I use them. There it is, HealthyEnergyAmazingLife.com as well. Let's see, anything else that you guys do? I know you've worked with the silver for years. You worked with homeopathy for years. I'm just looking at your booth across the way. There's a lot of stuff I can't keep up. I just can't.
Right, and like I said, we've got the plantain cream. We have a family that
makes plantains. I love to eat plantains. What are you doing with the plantains?
It's great for skin, bug bites, all kinds of skin remedies.
Yeah.
So that's been selling great, and because it's made from plantain, it's made by hand. It's another handcrafted product.
Nice.
You know, we have our mullein, our garlic oils to go with the ears. We have the chyrosol. So
You have an ear oil you can drop in the ear?
Yes, the mullein and garlic ear oil.
That's great.
And so let's go back to the big mystery, the big myth. Ear candles don't pull out wax.
Oh, yeah.
So we carry the chyrosol. The chyrosol will help, to extract wax naturally from the ears buildup.
I got it. You can't assume I even know what this chyrosol is. What is this you're talking about?
It is actually just water and sea salt.
Okay.
And so you're syringing it out of your ear by yourself.
Okay.
So that nobody's going to inflict so much pain and pressure
right.
that they puncture their eardrum
it's too late by the time you learn. It's like, ow, sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, those are good practical things that we can do together. And once again, I want to remind you that, as Doc Harmony said, ear candle is not like a Hoover vacuum of your ear. It doesn't pull earwax out. One of the reasons we know this is because I interviewed her for the Unlock the Power to Heal book, and she's featured in it because the only person got a PhD in ear candling.
Correct.
That's still true.
Yes,
I mean, in the world.
Yes.
I knew you were special.
Thank you.
So we have fun getting together. And by the way, again, you can see, for those of you watching, I got boxes from Natural Immunogenics behind me because we're at the booth in a hotel, and there's so many. If you ever get to a show where our buddy Seth Quinto from the family at Natural Immunogenics, he's like, here, have a sample. Here,
absolutely,
have a sample, y'all. This is so, it's like you won the lottery of natural stuff when you come here. And
absolutely,
you get a lot of fun stuff like
absolutely
that. And they do have their Sovereign Copper, and I'll be lecturing on it as well. And I love to now that I understand, the safe way to interact with a mineral like copper that people have in the wrong form often, we can really ramp up the or reverse the deficiencies that were induced a lot by overdoing zinc and vitamin C during the COVID couple of years. They ignored copper. So that's another aspect of this. So how have your families been? I know that they're all backgrounds that you work with to make the ear candles. Do they avail themselves of your knowledge, right, and what you have to stay better than the average folks out there that are afraid all the time?
So I have a very interesting story
yeah
to share. We never shut down.
Mm-hmm.
We did not mask up. We were not paranoid. And we were all totally healthy until a year and a half ago when somebody – so you have the right to choose. If you want to get vaccinated, get
your
vaccinated.
Choice, yeah.
If you don't, you don't. But I would ask everybody, if you want to get vaccinated, please let us know. We'll let you work remote for X amount of time, et cetera. Well, we had an employee that went and got vaccinated and didn't tell anybody.
Got the mRNA shot?
Yes. Mm. And then guess what? Guess what?
Everybody
got COVID.
Yeah. So
and until then, nobody had gotten it because
right
we were doing our silvers. We were doing our vitamin C. But he came in that afternoon after being vaccinated and just worked right.
Shed and spread. Yeah.
Shed and spread. I was just so upset.
Right. Yeah. Now, that was the one thing about Layla Centner. If you know about her, she got the Centner Academy in Miami. She said to all of her employees, all the teachers, if you're getting the jab, you can't come in.
Right.
Because we got to protect the kids.
That's right.
And we didn't, like you said, people didn't know. And even, you know, I know my daughter, who's not obviously got the jab. We're all organic and clean. And she goes to a school where some people got the jab, some people didn't. But enough of them that she's hanging out with, suddenly she's got these strange symptoms. I'm like, where'd that come from?
Yes.
Out of nowhere. And it's like suddenly when they were made available to the younger generation and the parents that didn't know better, sent them in dutifully to get these jabs. So that's an important point about that. It's your choice whether to take it. But I would ask as well that if you are in the recent time frame of getting it, hopefully now you're over it and not doing it, that you respect that it's an unknown and enough stories have been told about being in proximity to those who have gotten the jab. Now, that also reminds me of my good friend Neil Schultz, who's a naturopath and a homeopath, and we got access to all of the quote-unquote shots converted into homeopathic form, and we've seen some evidence of improvement, significant improvement in those. Even those that were just, like you said, hanging around people who got the shot that were affected, they were also helped by this, even if they didn't get the shot directly. So, again, I look to homeopathy as a real remedy in this situation. We don't know all of the answers yet, but certainly we're continuing to discover and dig deep and talk to one another so that I can share with you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show whenever we get on the air and learn something new. So, let's see what else we got to talk about for a few more minutes with you, Doc Harmony. Then I want to hear from Kevin afterwards.
You mean Doc Harmony's handler?
Doc Harmony's handler, Kevin. Gosh, we got some great history. I just remember you guys had the organic racing team.
We did.
Do you have that little car still?
We still race, and it's still loads of fun. And people are still surprised and shocked that we can outrace them with a biodiesel car made all with recycled parts.
I'm blown away by that. And it's like the organic racing team years ago, that's what they introduced. Yeah. And I remember getting a ride in that car. I don't know if it was biodiesel at the time, though. Did he convert it? How did that happen?
That is a Kevin question.
Okay. We got lots of cool questions for Kevin as well. So that's coming up.
And that's an easy website, organicracing.com.
Oh, that's still there. Very cool, organicracing.com. So that's a lot of fun. We actually I enjoy, and my wife does too, we enjoy sometimes when you want to unplug those car shows that are on, like,
yes,
that where they actually build and change. I mean, yeah, they do amazing things. Of course, they condense months and months into an hour,
yes,
right? So you never really see how much impact, how much time it goes into it. But it's very tangible at the end what they come out with. And we visited the Kindigit folks in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And the work they do is just outrageous.
Amazing.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Blown away by the talent. And, you know, we come back almost full circle to the skill set again.
Exactly.
Right?
I was thinking the same thing. Who's going to be our mechanics?
Yep.
Who's going to design our sheet metals? Who's
right
going to adjust our axles? Who's going to build our buildings? Mm-hmm. I mean, these are valuable skill sets. And I really think that going into a trade, versus getting another degree is way more valuable. Welding. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a ton of trades out there that are just going to become so valuable. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the balances in the careers become.
If you can't, like, get pre-machined parts from China in bulk, who's going to machine your parts?
Right.
When the parts are no longer. I got to give props to the people from Cuba who have been embargoed and communisted out of freedom, but they have become so innovative in terms of making things work where nobody else would know how to do what they do.
Yes, we have a neighborhood company where they actually do that. You take a part in a machine fab shop. They every day their income rises because the demand is becoming higher and higher and higher, especially during the supply crisis and the shortage of raw materials from China with this.
My son went to precision machining school.
Yes.
He learned a skill, although now he's working heavily in the gold and silver thing, which you can't keep up with the demand. Suddenly people are waking up going, oh, I remember you talking about that years ago. There was a reason. Now you know. Hopefully it's not too late. Well, I don't know how much time you have to use those Federal Reserve notes, but use them and convert them as they have purchasing power at all, because that lasts only so long until you see the $1 million U.S. Zimbabwe note. For instance,
exactly.
Or $1 trillion.
A $1 trillion. And didn't Germany also have $1 trillion note?
The Weimar Republic, when it fell, barrels of money couldn't buy you anything. You'd burn them for fuel or wipe your
tushy. And where are our historians? Why are they sounding the alarm?
They don't want you to know. They want you to be a victim of this, so you're enslaved to the debt that can never be repaid. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and not with Doc Harmony. Love you so much. So appreciate you.
Thank you.
Everybody check it out, harmonycone.com, and healthy energy, happy energy, amazing life. I'll get it one day. All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, back here wrapping up hour one from New Orleans, Louisiana at the Wellness Parenting Summit Health and Freedom Expo.
We're in Nashville.
Where did I say?
New Orleans.
I still don't know what city I'm in. I was just in New Orleans, and it starts with an N, so that counts for something. Kevin, my buddy, and Doc Harmony's handler, as she described him. We've been friends for so long, and I love you dearly. You're a brother, your family to me. And you keep so many things going. We were just talking a lot about skill sets, the need to actually have skills that are tangible, that the supply chain of almost free stuff from China is running dry, and we're going to be in a different era. In our lifetime, we had it easy. Magic miracles of oil and trucks and everything. Just here it is. You need another one? Sure, come on in. It's a few cents.
Right.
That time may be over. And then the question is, what do we do? We got to learn skills, and we got to learn it before we have to. And that's the point of what we're dealing with right now. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your life in skills, because you know, ever since I've known you, you've been someone that can work with the hands, do the mechanics. Is that something you were born with, or did a parent or an uncle help to train you? I mean, what was it that drove you into the skill set that you have today?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be born on a farm, and on a farm you have to repair your own if you have to hire a mechanic to repair all your equipment, you won't own your farm long. So, you know, I learned a lot of my skill sets working on the river for my father and working on the farm with my my stepfather, and then I joined the Air Force. So from there, you know, I got a lot of skills training in the Air Force. And just like yourself, Robert, I've always been a lifetime learner. Mm-hmm. Anything I can learn and educate myself with, whether it's with my hands or my mind, either one, I'm fascinated with.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had skills. In other words, because I grew up in an era, Gen X, where everything was just kind of handed to you. I mean, it just you could just get it, right? So who needed to learn how to do stuff, right? And so, you know, my dad was of the generation. It was like they were taking advantage of all the new stuff. And so they didn't think that they needed to pass on skills to the kids.
Right.
And I saw my grandfather, his father, who had all of these amazing skills. He would invent things. He just was like, I was intrigued by that. But I didn't have that in my immediate family. But I saw that in my grandpa. And as I kind of grew into young adulthood, I was like, I wonder if I can do some of that stuff, right?
Right.
And I found out that I had some level of skill. I'm not saying I was an artisan or an expert, but I could figure stuff out. And when I did, I was like, dude, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
How amazing was that to figure it out? Nobody just handed it to me. But the problem with kids, right, every generation, the problem with kids.
What? Look at your gardening that you do now.
Yeah.
I mean, you raise a great garden.
Yeah, so that also happened, you know, with the mentors we all know in homeopathy that opened up a whole other realm for me and set me on a course of health and healing like I didn't have growing up because I was raised medically, pharmaceutically. So, you know, the journeys we had, that's why I was interested about your backstory and the farm and things. That at some point, what gets triggered? And I think some people say, well, I just don't have the skill set, but not everybody was born with it. In fact, most people are not.
That's correct. I mean, with anything, practice makes perfect. It doesn't matter whether it's talking on the radio or repairing an engine. You know, once you realize that of course, growing up poor, that,
yes.
That means you got to figure it out. So it just takes practice and time.
Well, and the thing is, with the debt that continues to spiral ever faster, everybody is going to be poor if they have been saving their money in Federal Reserve notes and expect a pension, 50, what are they call these things, the 510K, 410K, whatever they are.
Yeah.
All of these things they may pay out, but in something that can't buy you anything.
Well, Robert, that's one of the things I keep telling people over and over and over. I'm confident they're going to crash the dollar. I mean, it's inevitable. You cannot hypothecate your money over and over and over and expect it to last. So that being said, I tell people, look at the world around you and what it takes to make that world operate, mm-hmm. whether it's toilet paper or whether it's seeds or whether it's fuel, whatever. Mm-hmm. Make sure that I would not be sitting on a whole bunch of paper dollars right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to stash that stuff away, but I wouldn't be sitting on that. Mm-hmm. I'd be looking at things I can buy for my dollar, even if it's toilet paper.
Right.
If you bought toilet paper last year before the prices went up, how much money did you save? It's almost like having money in the bank.
Yeah. You seen these goldbacks?
I have seen them, yes.
Yeah. So that's another aspect of, like, when we used to save junk silver, like our parents might have had a sock full of mercury dimes, because you could actually buy little stuff with
it.
Gold is not really conducive to that with the ounce coins for little everyday stuff. So the innovation of the goldbacks is that they've micronized gold in measurable quantities, validated in the thing, so you're not worried if somebody's cheating you out of it in a vault somewhere that it isn't there. Just as another innovation that we have a way to, we're used to exchanging things. But we're going to come back with Kevin. We got a bonus round in hour two. We'll talk these economic times. We're going to talk 5G. This guy works here on towers. We're going to know some things that we haven't heard before. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite and
for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cami, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.